Swing cash. I call her Swing Cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to She's Got Time. I'm your host, Swing Cash, and this is episode 17. I am super excited that you took the time out to join us. You know how I always started out from the top. I am grateful for each and every one of you, not only subscribing to She's Got Time on YouTube and all of our social media channels, but because of your interaction with us, we love to hear from you. So keep on sending out your messages, your emails, swinggottime@gmail.com. We truly, truly appreciate you. So, you know, top of the show, every week we like to start with our rewind, the week that was. So this last past week was so interesting. As you all know, March Madness has kicked off. For those of you who have done a bracket, some of you probably are still looking pretty good because there's been a lot of chalk, which for those of you who aren't basketball fans means that a lot of the top seeds have advanced. For those of you who just do a random bracket just to put into a pool and potentially win some money, I hope you're still in the game and feeling a little bit lucky. As this week kicks off, we'll have the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, and then by next week, we will have teams that are heading to the Final Four. So good luck to all of you and your brackets. I'm still high in my bracket. I believe in the pool that I'm in. I am number 3 right now. That may have changed, but I got to go back and check. But this past week was really fun. A lot of traveling for me, of course. But my family, like I told you guys last week, we decided to make sure that we can make my work also be part of our family trip. So we have been having a pretty good time. Saint's been traveling a little bit and he's been great so far throughout this whole up and down flying from Atlanta to New York. But, you know, he's been a champ. So shout out to my baby boy. Keep it going. I think he's got this whole flying routine down. Well, at least his dad and I think we have it down. But, you know, there's always a temper tantrum at some point that could possibly break out. So as parents, you know, we're always on guard. Got to keep the toys, the snacks, everything available, ready to go. But yeah, so I mean, anything interesting? There hasn't been a lot of interesting things that happened with me this last past week. It really just has been a lot about work, spending time with my family when I can. Finally, actually went and got my hair done and needed it done really, really bad. And every woman knows whenever you go get your hair done, you walk up out of that salon, and guys, don't even front. You know when you get haircuts too. When you walk up out of there, you feel like a new person. You feel good, or you feel like yourself again. So thanks to Tasha down in Atlanta for looking out for me and being able to just kind of wash, flat iron my hair and get me back to feeling like myself. So that was my week. It was pretty interesting. A lot of work, a little bit of fun, a little bit of play. But at the same time, I'm excited about my bracket as March Madness rolls on. So this week's episode, I am calling this week's episode The Grind. And the reason why I'm calling it that is because I get asked this question all the time. And if you follow me on social media at SwinCash, you know that I'm always talking about team we grinding. And some people think it's hilarious. They're like, team we grinding, that means you're constantly on the go, you're working, you're doing whatever. And I tell people all the time, team we grinding just means that you're chasing your dream. You're out there working towards what your purpose is. That doesn't mean that you're working 24/7, people. Like, you can grind, but you can grind and be smart while grinding, right? You ever heard that expression about making money while you sleep? So as I was talking to one of my friends, she brought up the whole kind of team we grinding, and we were talking about it. I said, you know what? Next week's podcast, I saw a really cool meme about ways that people can make money while they're sleeping. Because see, listen, even when you're sleeping, you still could be grinding. You know why? Because you made the right investment or the right opportunity came about for you. So when I saw this meme, I was like, man, I got to share some of these tips of ways that you can make money while you're sleeping. And that means you're still grinding. All right, so let me share a couple tips with you. Things you possibly can do or create or be involved with. Some of you out there, one of the things that I always like to tell people is, all right, what are some things that you can do? Kind of having that passive income coming in. Do any of you get involved in real estate? I love real estate. That's one of the things that's at the top of my list as far as investments, because I'm not one of those people that I love to play a lot in the stock market. And I really didn't feel like I was equipped with enough information when I was younger to really get in how I wanted to get in. But I knew more about real estate, so that's where my investment went. And people say all the time, well, I don't have a lot of money to get into real estate. Look, It can be as simple as purchasing a starter home or a small apartment, anything that can you then can rent out, and that income be coming in and you're making a profit on top of that every month. So look into real estate and getting some passive income that way. It's always a great thing. Or just some of the simple things. Vending machine business. You can look into that. That's a good opportunity for you not even to have to be there, and you're creating money and income is coming in through a vending business. Another thing, buying and selling websites. People go out, and it's so funny, people buy website names all the time, and all of a sudden somebody needs to have a website that they want to use, and then boom, they have to come to you to buy it off of you. So I know some people, that's part of their hustle. For me, I wouldn't have the patience for it, but that's an opportunity for you to look into. Another thing that I saw was to create kind of maybe a membership or some type of thing within a community, right? Well, if you have a service that you can provide within this community of friends and people, well, create a membership where they can come to you and you give them access to be able to either give them the knowledge or to be able to provide a service for them. That's another way that you can be able to get some passive income and make money while you're sleeping. A laundromat. People all the time think that every single person in their home that has a home has laundry. Well, there are a lot of people that are in rental places. There are a lot of condominiums and things that are shooting up. Do your research. Look in different areas where you could possibly put a laundromat. Now, that may sound foreign to some of y'all, but listen, to somebody that's out there hustling that understands what it means to, you know, get up every morning and lace up your bootstraps and go to work. And whether you're, you know, middle class, doesn't matter. Different people go to laundromat for whatever reason. So that is an opportunity for you to look at some passive income to come in by owning a laundromat. Another one, books, right? How many of you feel like you have these great ideas that you want to write a book? Well, there's opportunities to write ebooks. There's opportunities to go online, to not just be with a publishing company. You can self-publish. There's different things out there that you can do. How many of you have thought about, oh, well, there's this, I have this amazing recipe that I have with my family, and it's this special dish that we make. Well, have you ever thought about doing a recipe book and just put something together and you put it out there, and then people can, if they like it, they can just buy it from you? Don't always think that everything is going to take, in order to make money, you have to put in so much energy into this one thing and it's just going to blow up. Listen, that could possibly happen, and it has happened for a number of people, but there are other ways while you're grinding towards your passion or that big thing to be able to create these small things around you where money can still be coming in. Don't limit yourself. Figure out, what's that thing that works for me? What can I become knowledgeable about really quick or fast? And then be able to invest in it and not have to be there. Because sometimes people are always thinking that when you're grinding, you're the person doing all the work. You got to remember, you got to grind smart. You don't want to be out there grinding and putting all of your energy into it 24/7. And the return on that isn't what you think it is. You want to be building for the future. But while you're grinding, there's all these small things around you that, if it makes sense, that you don't have to necessarily be there, it's still potential income to be able to come in. All right. So don't say I ain't never tell y'all or spit a little bit of side game to you, because somebody had to pull my coat one day. And I love the fact that there's all these different things, especially being an entrepreneur, that you can do that doesn't mean that you have to physically always be there. People are opening up now these gyms, these 24-hour gyms where you just have a membership. You go in, it could be a small gym, doesn't have to be a huge gym. People come in, they have memberships, they go there, and it just takes care of itself. It runs itself. You may have one or two employees, but think outside the box. Think about what it is that you can do to get that side hustle until you get that grand hustle. All right. And before we get out of here, y'all, you know, we have to hit y'all with the take a seat, take a bow, level up, and straighten your crown. This week's Take a Seat has to go out to all of the parents who've decided to not get their kids vaccinated and put the other kids in harm's way. Now, granted, there are some parents out there who kids are too young to get the measles injections at a young age. But for the parents who have chosen not to get the measles shots and now your kid's infected and you think it's okay to bring them in public spaces or to take them to schools or the doctor's offices and expose them to other kids. It is not fair. It is not right. And it's, to me, it's just really disgusting. And it's put me in a bad state of mind because I am now fearful of my child because Rockland County, where I currently reside, has the highest levels of outbreak of measles. And so to all the parents out there, take a seat and think about exactly what you're doing and how you're putting kids in harm's way. Also, for this week, Take a Bow has to go to Tennessee head coach Holly Warlick, who was fired over the weekend. Holly dedicated almost 30 plus years of her life under Coach Pat Head Summit and playing at Tennessee, but she dedicated almost 30 years of her life to that university. So Holly, I always respected and admired you. So this week, take a bow for all that you've done for women's basketball. And I know we'll see you back at the helm shortly. And last but not least, my Level Up and Straighten Your Crown has to go to the one and only Miss Ruth E. Carter, the Oscar winner for all the wonderful costumes you've seen in Malcolm X and also Black Panther. But she started this Women Dancing Challenge on IG. I was a part of it. You can go to my IG and see it at Swing Cash. And it was amazing to see so many women getting involved and inspired by this whole kind of women dancing and celebrating Women's History Month as we close it out. So thank you, Miss Ruth E. Carter, for doing that and challenging us to just enjoy ourselves and enjoy our womanhood. Now, before we get out of here, I just want to say to all of you, our positive note for this week goes just like this. Never let anyone dim your light by empowering them and giving them the power to turn the switch off and on. You control your destiny. You control your emotions. You control your reactions and your actions alone. So never give anybody else power to dim your light. All right, y'all. I appreciate you so much. And I always love you joining us here on She's Got Time. Remember to tune in to all our social media channels at Swing Cash, at She's Got Time. Hey. As always, it's your girl, Swing Cash. They call her Swing Cash. Swing Cash. I call her Swing Cash.